Today we are talking about fundraising because, well, it's the lifeblood for charities to carry out the vital work and provide the vital services. And RNIB, like other charities, rely on fundraising throughout the year. I'm not sure if the gauntlet has been thrown down or the sporran has been thrown down, but Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, and Dave Clark, the Director of Services, are taking on the kilt walk. Matt, you're not a stranger to fundraising and getting out and about there, are you?
No, David and I actually have both done the double dash in Regent's Park back in May, where we ran round tethered to an unfortunate that had to run with us for 5K. So we've both done that. And in a previous life, I've actually run the London Marathon twice, actually, for charities, for the companies that I worked with at the time. So, yeah, a bit of experience at raising money through exertion.
And David, you're a bit of a sporting background yourself. Still got to get fit for this one? Are you ready to go?
Well, I'm often known as the king of underestimation. So I think to say I've been training hard is probably misleading the audience, but really looking forward to a fantastic day and what a fantastic opportunity to raise vital funds, as you say, for the RNIB's work.
The training was kind of there, but well, you can walk, you can jog, and you can run the kilt walk as well. Let's hope the weather is good. Do you have a target, Matt?
I think to get round in one piece, actually. I mean, 24 miles, having done a marathon at 26, I'm sort of used to the distance. It's quite a long way, actually. I've done a bit of training. It'd be nice to get round in sort of 6 to 7 hours, I think. I'm keen to sort of break the back of it and sort of get through it, I think, whilst taking in the sights of Edinburgh along the way. Yeah.
David, what's the appeal of this one? Why pick the kilt walk in Edinburgh?
Well, I'm almost embarrassed to say that I've never, ever worn a kilt before. So I have purchased one and I'm looking forward to actually wearing it. But I just love Edinburgh as a city. I've done 4 London marathons, but never done any kind of running event or walking event in Edinburgh. So it was just a great opportunity. And also James Adams, another RNIB employee, spurred me on when he kind of cornered me in the premises in Edinburgh about 6 months ago and said, and of course, you will be doing the kilt walk. So you know, I thought as a previous captain of England, it would be great to come north and take the kilt walk by storm.
What about yourself, Matt? Will you be wearing the kilt?
James Adams, our Scottish director, has sourced me one. I was trying to find the string of tartan. I don't think such a thing exists, actually. So I'm not too sure what he's got me, but there should be something waiting for me when I get to Scotland on Friday. But no, looking forward to it immensely, actually. It'll be great fun. I think David was trying to be manoeuvred into wearing his kilt with an England football shirt. I'm not too sure whether he's going to pull that off around the streets of Edinburgh on Sunday. Lots of bravado, but maybe he won't be able to do that. But no, I think we're both looking forward to donning a kilt and getting out there. It'd be good fun.
Is that on the cards then, David? Got the England shirt on, the Scottish kilt as well?
Well, James was trying to goad me, but I think with recent football results, both north and south of the border, I think it's probably best I go with the pink RNIB shirt.
Fair enough. Matt, you know, we talk about the fundraising and we talk about the different events that take place through the year. Hugely important for RNIB because, you know, it is through these donations that we can provide the services that we do.
The majority of our income comes from fundraising. There's lots of different types of fundraising, from legacies with people leaving things in their wills through to this type of fundraising, more sort of tactical, you know, events and people going out there and sort of doing good things to raise money for the RNIB. So it's massively important for us. It's also great to do it, you know, for the visually impaired community to participate. You know, it's fantastic to be out there being great role models and examples of a sort of can-do mentality, you know, and being very inspirational actually in doing it. And it's great for the brand, you know, having the RNIB out there sort of consciously visible in events, I think, you know, keeps us front of mind with people as well. So a number of different reasons, you know, why fundraising is important, but clearly bringing the money in to support the great work we do up and down the country.
Just finally then, Matt, the event takes place in Edinburgh. Where and when does it all happen?
Sunday morning, there's a couple of starts. I think we're starting at 9:30. The precise location around it's sort of from the grounds of Holyrood Palace is where it starts. And then we walk sort of east for about 8 miles, I think, out of Edinburgh, turn north, cut up to the coast, and then walk along the coast past Edinburgh and then come back down to Murrayfield, where it finishes 24 miles later. So please come out and support all the walkers, not just the RNIB. It'd be great to see people giving us a cheer as we go past. So 9:30 is a start on Sunday morning.
And if people would like to make a donation or find out more about the fundraising, what's the best way to do that?
Well, there is a very good website, the Kilt Walk website, because there's a number of different Kilt Walks across Scotland, but particularly there's a page for Edinburgh. And I think we will leave a link through Connect Radio to log on to the RNIB page and maybe fund David, myself, or James Adams, the Director of Scotland. That will be very, very welcome. So thank you.
And we'll see who raises the most money. Bit of competition
indeed.
There as well.
Indeed.
Yeah, do head to rnib.org.uk. You'll find all the info on these services, different projects, and of course, fundraising as well. Best of luck to Matt and David for the Kilt Walk.
Thank you.